Hello, this good Sunday morning. It's really good to be with you once again and to fill in for Brother Ed Castile, whose wife had another episode last week and entered her into the hospital for care and for his attention to be there and cared for her. He asked that I come once again to the radio program and be a part of this study with you from the Central Academy Church of Christ. Don't forget, the Central Academy congregation meets 9:30 for Bible study this morning and worship at 10:30 and again at 5 p.m. this afternoon. The program is also supported by the Cortland Church of Christ and Sardis Church of Christ, and they both have services this morning at the same time and this afternoon as well. Notice that they have Bible study classes at 10 a.m. and worship at 11 a.m. and at 5 p.m. this afternoon. Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock will be the service time for them. We'll note to you in regard to this matter several times during this broadcast to remind you that this is Robert Rawson filling in for Brother Ed Castile, who does a marvelous job on this radio broadcast morning by morning. And he is here on Sunday mornings for you to study the Bible with him and to utilize your Bible text with him. The biblical text is so important to God that in his teaching of his word, he gave to us the ideals in mind that we need to follow. He says that this is the book of God and that it is spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15, he talked about the Spirit of God, and he says regarding this thing that is foolish to mankind, because these things are spiritually discerned, they're all spiritually discerned, and spiritually discerned people find themselves wanting to know more and be more the person of God in the study of His Word. They find how to live and how to act as they do. In Galatians 5 and verse 15, the Scripture talks about the spiritually minded person is one who walks by the Spirit of God, both in the same sense of Galatians 5:16, and that in Galatians 5 and 23, he manifests the fact that the fruit of the Spirit is in the daily life of the individual. And so as the individual goes forward from day to day, he finds that he wants to be more spiritually discerned by others around him. And if you are not a spiritually discerned person, you do not appreciate what he has to say about the Word of God being lived out in his daily walk of life. You'll laugh at it. You'll scoff at it. You'll find it be foolish because they are spiritually discerned, and the way of spiritually discerning is to be spiritually minded individual. To be spiritually minded is a great power. Notice that Paul wrote regarding that power in Romans 1 and at verse 16. I'm not ashamed, he said, of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Notice that that faith that is preceded by the Word of God, by the gospel there, is the power of God to salvation. And if it's the power of God to salvation, then it's not a matter of just feeling within us that we find ourselves saved, but it is a matter of saluting God's Word and putting into practice what He says in order to be saved from sin. Notice that in our former studies here on this broadcast, we talked about Romans chapter 6, how that Paul there writes to the brethren at Rome, saying, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? And goes on to talk to them about when they actually were dead to sin and made free to walk in newness of life. It was when they were baptized into Christ Jesus' death that they were baptized into His death, and they died to the sins of life in order to spiritually be the servant of God, and then they came forth to walk in newness of life. He goes on to say in Romans 6 and 18, but God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered to you, being then made free from sin you became the servants of righteousness. When did they become the servants of righteousness? Before they obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them? No, it was as they obeyed that form of doctrine delivered to them. Notice how he is thankful to God. Notice in Romans 6 at 18, "But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you, being then made free from sin." Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. And so as you go forth in that newness of life, you begin to practice the right things of the Lord in your daily walk of life. What kind of right things are there of the Lord's word and the Lord's way for us to live by? Well, the scripture tells us regarding this way of life that it is a way that puts first the kingdom of God. Matthew 6 and verse 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things," talking about the things of food, clothes, and shelter in life, "these things will be added unto you." God is concerned about our concerns of life and how that food, clothes, and shelter are necessities by which we live. And so we find ourselves working toward those ends by being spiritually minded in God. We find that he helps us out to have the success in those ways of life. Look at it again in Matthew 6 at 33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Now that's what the Lord Jesus taught us as he was here upon this earth, was God's will. And he went on to say in reference to this matter, that we find ourselves doing God's will only when we find ourselves convicted of sin. When Jesus said in John 8 at 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice what he says here, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Notice that in the Word of God that we find, we need to put it into practice. We need to actively be engaged in following God's will and God's way. And if we do that, we find ourselves not only being the true disciples of the Lord, but coming to know truth, and the truth will make us free. Free from what? Free from sin? Free from the penalty of sin? Free from the ways of sin in our lives? We'll find a way in which we regret ever saying things and ever doing things before our fellow man. And once we see them again, we will point out to them that there's a way of life that we have changed into. We've changed into a spiritual way of life by which we live. And in that spiritual walk of life, we find a way to bear the fruit of the Spirit rather than our own fruit for our own flesh in our ways of the life. So we find ourselves doing this in the will of God. Now today, this is Robert Rawson on this broadcast, appealing to you to be a person who recognizes the ways of God and the ways of righteousness in God's way. I'm filling in for Brother Ed Castile this morning, whose good wife suffered another fall last week and engaged in a hospital for a time during the period of time of which Brother Ed was necessary to be around, and thus he called on me once again to come in and fill in for him if I could, and I always can do that. And thanks for calling me, Brother Ed, to be a part of this, and for the people at radio station to help put this broadcast on the air on this Sunday morning. Don't forget the Central Academy of Congregation Services. They sponsor this program, and at 9:30 this morning, they do a Bible study time at the congregation at Central Academy on Highway 6 east of Batesville. And at 10:30, there's a worship service and preaching service at that time. And at 5 p.m., there's an evening service. And at Wednesday night at 6 p.m., they'll gather for their Bible study class time at Wednesday night. The Cortland congregation and the Sardis congregation both are part of helping this broadcast. And their Bible study time this morning is at 10 o'clock, and worship time is at 11 o'clock and 5 o'clock this afternoon. And at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, they have their Bible study class times at Cortland and at Sardis. Once again, we go to the Bible to talk about the spiritually minded person. And what does the spiritually minded person do in life? He helps his weaker brother. Listen to it in Galatians chapter 6, beginning verse 1. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Notice helping the weaker brother who has stumbled in fault. He is overtaken in a fault. Ye that are spiritual, Galatians 6, verse 1. Ye that are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And he says, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. The same temptations that are common to other people are common to us as we walk in life. And if we're spiritually minded, we'll be individuals who find ourselves trying to restore those who fall, as well as considering ourselves, lest we also be tempted again to go back into the ways of the world. In 2 Peter chapter 2, beginning verse 20, we see where the individual who does find himself forgiven and washed clean from his sins finds once again a way of life to go back in the worldly ways. It is likened unto, Simon Peter wrote, it is likened unto the sow washed returning to the mire and the dog returning to his own vomit again. The idea of this individual being a person who finds himself a worldly person will once again find himself engaged in the ways of sin and wrongdoing. Far from the idea of helping his fellow man, helping his brother in sin, helping them to become spiritually minded and spiritual servants, we'll find ourselves in the ways of the world once again. Because we have the mind of Christ, Paul wrote about this in Philippians 2 at verse 5, have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus came here with the mind that was the mind of God. And let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2 at verse 5. When we talk about this way of life, we're talking about the way that Jesus lived. And as Jesus lived this way of life, he wanted you and me to follow what he says and what he does in life. How did Jesus face the trials and struggles that he did? In Hebrews chapter 5, beginning at verse 7, we read there regarding Jesus and his time and when he was in the flesh here upon this earth. How that he found himself in utter prayer and supplication to God that he might be delivered from this persecution that he was fixing to face by way of the death on the cross. And that he faced God with bitter tears, and he found himself with supplications made to God, begging God that he might be delivered from this. But the Father blessed him in this regard. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things that he suffered. And being made perfect, complete, he became the author of eternal salvation to all them that obey him. Hebrews 5, verses 7, 8, and 9. Now when you find this passage of Scripture, and you read it, and you find that Jesus went through all this turmoil within himself as he faced the cross, he faced it knowing that God had promised him that he would call him back from the dead on the third day. And Jesus in his ministry had said this to his disciples and to others that were there in the leadership of Rome at the time, that he said, I will rise on the third day. He believed the Father very much, but he also looked at the situation that was in front of him. And as he did, he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. He suffered from the knowledge that it would be a persecution type of death that he would face upon this cross. Thus he became the heir of salvation, and thus he became the heir of salvation to all those that obey him. If we find ourselves obeying the Lord, will have this mind of Christ within us, which was in Jesus Christ the Lord. Philippians 2 at verse 5. Can you not be that spiritually minded person? Can you not walk in the ways of the Spirit of God in your daily walk of life? Some people make the Holy Spirit into such a form as to be the power itself by which we live. And as a result of that, they look for a way to which they talk about the Spirit of God that's not in keeping with the Scripture. Listen to it in Galatians 5 at 22 and 23 once again. But the fruit of the Spirit is, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in this Spirit. Galatians 5 verses 22 and 25. Now here's the way that we walk. Here's the way that we go. When faced with persecution, instead of, as Simon Peter would talk about Jesus' work, instead of being reviling in return to those who were talking rough to him and mean-spirited to him, instead of doing that in return, he turned to God and committed himself to the Father, who judges all things righteously. What did Jesus do? Instead of cursing them back, profaning them back, reviling against them in return, he uttered a prayer to the Heavenly Father. And the Heavenly Father judges. Now these individuals, if they did not hear the gospel message on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2 and become convicted by it, they found themselves facing a future by which the righteousness of God would convict them of sin and wrongdoing. And thus they needed that help. And God was prayed for by Jesus himself that he would help these individuals in life to come to know the gospel. Thus the Lord God of heaven sent various ones who preached and taught the word of God. And as a result of that, they would teach others to preach and teach the gospel. And when on down the stream of time, there were others who would be faithful enough to teach others to teach the word of God. And thus the teaching of the word of God completely and utterly is for us to walk that spiritual walk of life in the Spirit, Galatians 5 at 25. Now, as we do that, realize that Jesus himself was one who noted that we need to follow the will of the Heavenly Father. And as the gospel message was taught, John 8, verse 31, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciple indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Would they come to know the truth only if they continued in that word? And if they continued in that word, then they would be true disciples of the Lord. And you and I today can look at that and say, you know, unless we continue in his word, we're not going to be true disciples of the Lord in our situations either. We won't be holy people. And Peter said in 1 Peter 1 at 13, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of life. 1 Peter 1 at verse 15. But as he which is called you is holy, be ye also holy, and holy in all your manner of life. That means we're to be holy as we are in family, holy as we're in the workplace, holy as we're in spiritual service and worship to God, holy in our lives of example to others as we meet them from day to day. We're to be people who are holy as we do walk that way. And as a result, we find ourselves influencing people for good. And there be those who ask a question of you, what is the reason of the hope that is in you? And we can answer in regard to that matter. We can answer that it was not because of me, it's not because of what I've done, not because of my knowledge of things, but because of the knowledge of God who gave me his word and whom I read in the scripture, that this is the way of life for me to follow. And as a result, we find ourselves being the kind of people who realize the blessings of God in our daily walk of life. Listen to it in Romans 15 at 27. For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things. Their duty is also to minister unto them in carnal or earthly things. He was talking about a great famine that was come into the earth, a great famine that would be here and in need of some care and aid from other brethren. Now, if the Gentiles, which had been made partakers of their spiritual things, in other words, the Jewish people first were partakers of the spiritual things, and they had sent the messenger, and Paul had been one of the messengers to go to the Gentiles, and as a result, they were made to be aware of the spiritual things of which they could partake and be spiritual people. And thus, the prophet is managing to Paul to write to them and say their duty is to also minister unto them in the carnal things that they have need of. Their food, clothes, and their shelter was necessary for them to have some extra helping hands to make it possible. And so Paul begs of them that they consider this. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 13 through verse 16, he writes regarding the brethren at Corinth who were a part of that same contribution, that same gift, and how that the people saw that gift and gave praise. They stopped and gave a prayer to God in thanks for the help that had been rendered to them. And notice that in this work that was done, Paul asked the brethren to be a help to them, because they were spiritually minded individuals, because these brethren had spiritually been of help to them to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. So as we work in the cause of the Lord, we find the needs and opportunities to help others round about us. How did he say to go about that help? Well, he didn't, except to say that we recognize it and that we are spiritually minded people. And as a result of this, we become people who find ourselves doing the work of God. And as the need is there available to us, we can give toward it. We can give prayers toward it. We can give financially toward it. We can help that cause to be a cause of blessing to the individuals in life. This is Robert Rawson speaking. I'm taking a place today of Brother Ed Castile on this radio broadcast. And the services at the Central Academy congregation are gathered this morning for Bible study class time at 9:30. And worship at 10:30 with a preaching service then. And then at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And the Cortland congregation and the Sardis congregation are a part of helping this program to come about. And they meet at the same time of services at Cortland and at Sardis at 10 a.m. this morning for Bible study classes, at 11 o'clock for worship time, and at 5 o'clock for their night service of time. On Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, they gather for Bible study times. The Bible study times are to go in the Word of God and see what it says about the way that we're to live. And the way that we're to live is spiritually minded. And we're the way spiritually minded, we goes to carnal help that we can render to others, Romans 15:27. And here we are in finding these spiritual blessings that are in Christ. Notice in Ephesians 1 at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. When we come into Christ, we find the blessings of all spiritual blessings in Christ. Now, if all spiritual blessings are in Christ, how many spiritual blessings are found outside of Christ? Now, the spiritual blessings are there. It's in the Word of God to teach us how to live and how to behave and how to do. But if we never know about it, if we consider it to be, as Paul addressed the brethren at Corinth in 1 Corinthians 2:15, because they're spiritually discerned, and these people are not spiritually thinking, and as a result, these things are foolishness unto him. If you think the message today that I've taught is a foolish message, and it's foolishness for Brother Ed to teach you the Word of God from Sunday morning to Sunday morning, then what do you have? You have a non-spiritual walk of life. You have a non-spiritual doing way of life. Can you help a weaker brother in a time of need, as Paul admonished the brethren to do in Galatians 6:1? Do you have the mind of Christ working in you to suffer as Jesus did, not reviling and not finding himself profaning back, but committing himself in prayer to the Father who judges all things righteously in Philippians 2 at verse 5? Do we find ourselves bearing the fruit of the Spirit in our daily walk of life and walking in the Spirit of God? Galatians 5 at 23. Do we find ourselves walking in this way of the light of God's Word? And thus we find ourselves enjoying this holy way of living. 1 Peter 1 at verse 15. If none of this is important to you, if none of this is a convicting thing in your heart, if you find yourself listening to this broadcast and thinking that it is just foolishness, then these scriptures of the Bible speak to you and try to convict you to live a different way of life than you have up to this point in time lived. That's what the brethren were doing at Rome. And formerly they lived in sin. They were baptized into Christ. And now then, they were talking about, can we sin more to have more grace in our lives? And in Romans 6, he says, God forbid. How shall we that have dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into the death of Jesus Christ were buried with him by baptism into his death? That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we are raised to walk in newness of life. I've been talking about that newness of life today, that spiritual walk of life, that spiritual way of doing the things of God, and realizing that there are others in physical need around us and rendering help to them at this time. Are those that are in spiritual need, they are in need of the Word of God, to live by that Word of God that Paul wrote in Romans 1:16. I'm not ashamed of it. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is the dynamite of God unto salvation. It convicts and it challenges our heart, because someday we will pass from this earthly life. We'll meet him over yonder on the other side. We need to be people who are prepared for that day as we walk in holiness, because he was holy in his manner of life. 1 Peter 1 at verse 15. Thank you for your time today and your study with us. Once again, I mention to you that I'm Robert Rawson, filling in for Brother Ed Castile on this broadcast this morning, because he's found himself once again in need of care for Sister Iris, who had a fall last week. At 9:30 on this morning, Bible study classes will be at the Central Academy Church of Christ. And at 10:30, there'll be a preaching service there and worship, and there's 5 p.m. this afternoon at Central Academy. And on Wednesday nights at 6 o'clock, they have Bible study class time there at Central Academy. Of course, we all wear masks. We find ourselves distant, social distancing from one another. We find ourselves in doing that to be avoiding the virus that is so prevalent in our nation these days. The Cortland congregation and the Sardis congregations have the same time services, and they invite you to come be a part of their Bible classes at 10 o'clock this morning. Worship at 11 o'clock and at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And on Wednesday nights, they meet at 7 o'clock for their Bible study times. My friends, it's a joy to be with you today because of the spiritual climb that I can talk about, because of the spiritual ways of life. And what he says in the Bible in regard to this way of life, he says, "For if the Gentiles have been made partakers of their spiritual things, their duty also is to minister to others in carnal things." Romans 15, verse 27. You too can be of help to people in times of need, in times of circumstance, in times of being spiritually minded. You can be of help to others as you live a way of life that is walking in the way of the Spirit of God. Thus the teaching of the Word of God becomes relevant to you and not a joke to you. Thank you for your time today. This is Robert Rawson standing in for Brother Ed Castile, and the Central Academy Congregation invites you to its services this morning.